FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There is in every living creature,
听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You are listening to More to Read。
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read。我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote。
Life indeed must be measured by thought and action, not by time. John Lubbock。
生命的确不该用时间来计算，而必须用思想和行为来衡量。约翰·卢伯克。我们刚才听到的这句话出自英国著名考古学家约翰·卢伯克的代表作《The Pleasures of Life》，人生的乐趣，也有的将其译作《生命之乐》。这本书以探讨人生乐趣为宗旨，围绕平凡人日常生活中的几大基本问题娓娓而谈，口吻亲切，平易近人，家叙家意，文采飞扬，期间引述了大量名家名言，极富感染力，对于阅读者的人生观、世界观、价值观具有全方位的深层次的启蒙教化作用，故而深受欢迎。
Life indeed must be measured by thought and action, not by time. John Lubbock。
生命的确不该用时间来计算，而必须用思想和行为来衡量。约翰·卢伯克。 沃尔特·惠特曼1819年出生于美国纽约州长岛，1892年去世，美国著名诗人、人文主义者，创造了诗歌的自由体，其代表作品是诗集《草叶集》。在今天的节目中，让我们一起来欣赏惠特曼的一首代表诗作《Song of Open Road》，大陆之歌。这首诗歌描述了即将开始的一次旅行，诗人形容自己健康自由，他意识到自己是唯一一个完全可以控制自己生活的人，他选择自己的命运。认识到这一点，他便不必祝福、希望或祈祷好运，因为现在的他已经拥有了一切，他什么都不缺，他将独自抵达自己的目的地。这并不是意味着他所走的道路没有坎坷和艰难，但诗人并不担心，而是决定迎头向前。好，下面呢，就让我们用中英对照的方式来读一下这首诗歌当中的前五节。英文版本由 Mark Griffiths 为您朗读，中文版本由南海之声的主持人米亚牛为您朗诵，由邹仲之翻译。
Song of Open Road, Walt Whitman。
大陆之歌，惠特曼。
Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road, healthy, free, the world before me, the long brown path before me, leading wherever I choose. Henceforth, I ask not good fortune,I myself am good fortune. Henceforth, I whimper no more, postpone no more, need nothing. Done with indoor complaints, libraries, querulous criticisms, strong and content, I travel the open road. The earth, that is sufficient. I do not want the constellations any nearer. I know they are very well where they are. I know they suffice for those who belong to them. Still, here I carry my old delicious burdens. I carry them, men and women. I carry them with me wherever I go. I swear it is impossible for me to get rid of them. I am filled with them, and I will fill them in return.
我轻松愉快走上大路，我健康自由，世界在我面前，长长褐色的大路在我面前，指向我想去的任何地方。从此我不再希求好运气，我自己就是好运气。从此我不再抱怨，不再迟疑，什么也不需要。消除了闷在屋里的晦气，放下了书本，摆脱了苛刻的责难。我强壮满足，迈步走上大路。大地，有它就足够了。我不要星星离我更近，我知道他们正好各居其所，我知道他们满足了属于他们的人。我仍然肩负着我多年喜爱的责任，我带着他们，男男女女，我无论去哪里都带着他们。我发誓我不可能甩掉他们，他们充实了我，我也要充实他们。
You, road I enter upon and look around. I believe you are not all that is here. I believe that much unseen is also here. Here, the profound lesson of reception, nor preference, nor denial. The black with his woolly head, the felon, the diseased, the illiterate person are not denied.The birth, the hasting after the physician, the beggar's tramp, the drunkard's stagger, the laughing party of mechanics, the escaped youth, the rich person's carriage, the fop, the eloping couple, the early market man, the hearse, the moving of furniture into the town, the return back from the town. They pass.I also pass. Anything passes. None can be interdicted. None but are accepted. None but shall be dear to me.
我走上大路，环顾四周。我相信这不是你的全部。我相信许多未曾看到的也存在于这大路上。这里是关于接受的深奥课堂，没有偏爱，没有拒绝。卷发的黑人、罪犯、病人、文盲，没有被拒绝。生孩子，在医生后面紧赶，乞丐、流浪、醉汉晃晃悠悠，机械工聚会哄笑，逃走的青年。富翁的马车，纨绔子弟，私奔的男女，早市上的人，灵车，家具搬到镇上又搬回来。他们走过，我也走过，一切都走过，不能被禁止，一切都被接受，无不使我感到亲切。
You, air that serves me with breath to speak. You, objects that call from diffusion my meanings and give them shape. You, light that wraps me and all things in delicate, equable showers. You, paths worn in the irregular hollows by the roadsides. I believe you are latent with unseen existences. You are so dear to me. You flagged walks of the cities. You strong curbs at the edges. You ferries. You planks and posts of wharves. You timber-lined sides. You distant ships. You rows of houses. You window-pierced facades. You roofs. You porches and entrances. You copings and iron guards. You windows whose transparent shells might expose so much. You doors and ascending steps. You arches. You grey stones of interminable pavements. You trodden crossings. From all that has touched you, I believe you have imparted to yourselves, and now would impart the same secretly to me. From the living and the dead, you have peopled your impassive surfaces, and the spirits thereof would be evident and amicable with me.
空气，你给了我谈吐的气息。万物，你召唤我迷茫的思想，并赋予它们形象。光，你包裹了我和一切，美妙宁静地沐浴我们。大路旁的小路，你们被践踏得坑坑洼洼，我相信你们潜藏了没有被看见的事物，你们与我如此亲切。你们这些城市里悬挂旗子的人行道，这些路边结实的石头，你们这些渡口，这些码头上的山板和桅杆，这些木材堆积的河岸，遥远的船，你们这些一排排的房子，这些镶嵌着窗户的门面，这些房顶，你们这些走廊和入口，山墙和护铁，你们这些透明的窗户会让人瞧见里面很多东西，你们这些大门，上升的台阶和拱门，你们这些无尽道路上的灰色石头，这些踏平了的十字路口，我相信你们从接人待物中获取了什么，现在要把同样的秘密传授给我。在你平静的路面上，生者和死者曾熙来攘往，他们的灵魂与我清晰又亲切。
The earth expanding right hand and left hand, the picture alive, every part in its best light. The music falling in where it is wanted and stopping where it is not wanted. The cheerful voice of the public road, the gay, fresh sentiment of the road.O highway I travel, do you say to me, do not leave me? Do you say, venture not? If you leave me, you are lost. Do you say, I am already prepared? I am well beaten and undenied. Adhere to me. O public road, I say back, I am not afraid to leave you.Yet I love you. You express me better than I can express myself. You shall be more to me than my poem. I think heroic deeds were all conceived in the open air, and all free poems also. I think I could stop here myself and do miracles. I think whatever I shall meet on the road, I shall like.And whoever beholds me shall like me. I think whoever I see must be happy.
大地向左右扩展， 生机盎然的图景，每个部分都光彩夺目。悦耳的声音在需要的地方响起，在不需要的地方沉寂。大陆上公众的愉快声音，欢乐鲜活的情感。啊，我行走的大陆，你是不是对我说别离开我？你是不是说别冒险，你离开我就会迷路？你是不是说我准备好了，我久经磨练，从不被人拒绝，跟随我吗？大陆啊，我的回答是，我并不怕离开你，可是我爱你。你表达我的意思胜过了我自己。对于我，你比我的诗篇更有意义。我想，英雄业绩都发生在光天化日之下，自由的诗篇也是如此。我想我可以再次停住脚步，干出奇迹。我想在大陆上，不管遇见什么，我都会喜欢，遇见我的人也都会喜欢我。我想我看见的人必定幸福。
From this hour I ordain myself loosed of limits and imaginary lines, going where I list, my own master total and absolute, listening to others, considering well what they say, pausing, searching, receiving, contemplating, gently, but with undeniable will, divesting myself of the holds that would hold me. I inhale great draughts of space. The east and the west are mine, and the north and the south are mine. I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. All seems beautiful to me. I can repeat over to men and women, "You have done such good to me, I would do the same to you. I will recruit for myself and you as I go. I will scatter myself among men and women as I go. I will toss a new gladness and roughness among them. Whoever denies me, it shall not trouble me. Whoever accepts me, he or she shall be blessed and shall bless me."
从此刻起，我规定自己摆脱羁绊和虚构的限制，来往随心所欲，做自己完全绝对的主人。倾听别人，仔细琢磨他们的话，停顿，探索，接受，沉思。我意志温和，但不可抗拒，摆脱那会束缚我的束缚。我把广大的世界搂入胸怀，东方和西方属于我，北方和南方属于我。我比我过去想的更伟大，更卓越。我不曾知道自己具有这样多的美德。我看一切都很漂亮。我能对男男女女反复说，你们这样善待了我，我要同样回报你们。大陆上，我要使自己和你们抖擞起精神。大陆上，我要插入到男男女女之中，我要在他们中注入新的快乐和豪爽。不管谁拒绝了我，我都不会烦恼。不管谁接受了我，他或他会得到祝福，并祝福我。
Thank you.
的世界，用心用心聆听
Beauty of Words。
一座长桥，选自中国香港中文大学教授金盛华所著的杂文集《桥畔闲眺》。书中不少杂文都谈论了翻译，那么这篇文章就是其中之一。文章以比喻的手法描述翻译工作者的甘苦与贡献，有声有色，切中要害。好，下面呢就让我们一起来读一下这篇文章的中英文版本。英文版本由我的同事星玉为您朗读。一座长桥，金盛华。
A long bridge， 金盛华。
翻译就像一座桥，桥两端气候悬殊，风光迥异，两端之间原隔着险峻的山谷，湍急的溪流，两旁的人各忙各的，世代相传，分别发展出一套不同的习俗风尚以及语言文化来。有一天，这不同文化习俗的人忽然想起要跟对岸打个招呼，怎么办？要渡过峡谷，不得不起一座桥，谁来起桥？
Translation is like a bridge with a very different climate and landscape at either side of it. Under the bridge, there lies a valley between steep mountains with a rapid stream flowing through it. Before the bridge is built, people on either side of the valley have for generations made no contact with those on the other. Hence, there have developed two different customs and habits, and two different languages and cultures. One day, people of the size, each with a different culture and custom, suddenly desire to communicate with each other. What can they do? A bridge of culture has to be built in order to cross the valley. But who is to build it?
Finally, a group of crazy students have come.问他们，你们可知道干这份工作必须吃得起苦，干劲十足？他们点点头，充满信心地说，我们有的是干劲，我们也不怕吃苦。
At last, a group of people naively offer themselves for the job. Someone asks them, Don't you know you'll have to go about this job earnestly and fear no hardship?They nod their heads and answer with confidence. We're full of drive and not afraid of hardship.
再问道，这份差事待遇并不好，赶起工来日以继夜。说老实话，你们可知道付出的劳力与报酬并不相符。答道，我们不是想发财。
The questioner says again,This profession you're joining pays badly, and often you even have to work round the clock. Frankly, you won't be fairly rewarded according to your labor. They answer, We don't want to get rich.
再追问，难道不知道从来没有人是干这一行而发达的吗？做这一行必须默默耕耘，若想抱着沽名钓誉的心，还是趁早别干。桥造好了，人在桥上踏，没有谁会为你们立纪念的。又答道，我们不是想出名。
The questioner says again, Don't you know that none in this profession have ever become profession? You have to toil away in obscurity. If you want to go after fame and compliments,You had better not choose this profession. When people walk on the bridge after it is built, none will ever think of putting up a monument to you. They answer again, We don't care for fame.
最后只有叹道，好吧，既不为名也不为利，可别怪大家没提醒你们，这工作可得小心经营。起桥最要紧的是两端根基扎得实，起石桥得一块块石头砌，起木桥得一块块木头搭，哪怕是座绳桥也马虎不得，需一根根绳子打结，不然人一上桥就摔下身箭，怎么还到得了对岸？桥还是建了，一座座一条条，知识在传递，文化在交流，可是有谁想起建桥人？
The questioner concludes with a sigh. Okay, so you seek neither fame nor wealth. But mind you, you have to be very careful in doing this job. A solid foundation must be laid at each end of the bridge. A stone bridge is built with block after block of stone. A wooden bridge is built with piece after piece of wood.Even the building of a rope bridge requires great care. Each rope has to be tied tightly, lest the foot passenger should fall into the ravine, to say nothing of reaching the opposite side. Bridges are being built one after another. Knowledge spreads and cultures interflow. But who thinks of the bridge builders?
感谢您收听今天的美文阅读节目，您还可以通过云听和 CGTN 官方 APP 在线实时收听美文阅读以及轻松调频的其他节目。想要查看美文阅读节目文稿，欢迎您访问网站 radio.cgtn.com。 今天的节目就到这儿，我是沈听，我们明天见。